Now the end is near.
No!
It's time to face the final curtain.
What are you singing?
My Way by Frank Sinatra.
I've never heard that in my entire life.
Oh my God.
Where have I been?
Where have you been? Welcome, everybody.
Welcome to Straight Out of Nashville.
To the season finale of Straight Out of Nashville.
Yeah, this is our last one for the season. We're taking a break, but we'll be back for season two.
That's right. In the fall, we sure will. But, you know, we've been going for almost 6 months.
Yeah.
It's time.
It's time. We need a break, honey. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot.
How are you doing, Zach?
I woke up this morning at 3:30 to go to my morning show gig, and I literally woke my boyfriend up to tell him that I was like, honey, I feel like I've been hit by a fucking semi-truck at going 150 miles an hour. Like, I just, from CMA Fest to we had our River on the Rooftop series where we do like a free concert at Jason Aldean's downtown.
Yeah.
So I was literally there from like 3:30 a.m. till 10 o'clock. Working
the whole
everything.
Way through.
Yes.
What were you doing all that time?
Loading equipment, unloading equipment, setting up photo booths, getting the artists.
You were like Judah and the Lion's roadie.
I was everybody's roadie.
Ugh.
We had Judah and the Lion, we had Bryce Vine, we had Shade, but it was lit. We had a lot of people come out, so it was worth it. But I just I literally want to sleep all weekend long. That's all I want.
I know you were able to sleep all weekend.
No, it's my birthday weekend. Hello.
Wait, this weekend?
My party is Saturday night, Gabs.
It's not. I've got it in my diary.
No, yes, it is.
This Saturday?
Yeah.
Shut up. No.
Yeah, it's this Saturday.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm DJing till 10 at Acme.
Oh, great. It doesn't start till 9.
Oh, perfect. So I'll literally come straight from the gig.
To a party.
To your fabulous party.
Shots.
Oh, cheers to you.
It's our last episode.
Cheers. I bet there's actually quite a few of the cast of this Straight Out of Nashville Series 1 that are going to be at your party.
Every single person that's been on the podcast will probably be at the party.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well,
it's going
to
be like a reunion.
Yes.
Oh my God, we should do a podcast reunion with everybody.
Only if you edit it. No. I swear to God, our last episode, because there was so much to it when we were at Jason Aldean's place for our CMA Fest special.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had quite a few comments. People have, you know, the Bird Box dating seems to have made people smile. We've also ruffled feathers. We've ruffled so many feathers over the past like 6 months. Oh, you know, just people thinking we might be a little bit too cheeky with our sex talk.
I mean, it's nothing planned. It just happens. It's just our conversation. That's what happens.
Well, FYI, guys, usually I am quite a reserved character, but you bring out the filth in me.
I'm freaky, honey. And I don't feel like we were that sexual last episode.
I think it was more the dudes that you brought in that were wasted.
I didn't do it. They did it.
Yeah, let's blame them.
Just an FYI, at our show, I went back to Jason Aldean's for the show, and Cass, who was on the episode last week, he's the bar back manager, and he was working. I was like, oh, so good to see you sober.
Brilliant.
Gabby, what have you been up to? I feel like I literally haven't seen you.
Well, I too got up early this morning. Guys, I have an announcement to make. This morning, I took myself off to the driving test center.
Oh.
And epically failed my road safety test.
I told you that you were going to.
You kind of did, but then I actually did. Well, here's the thing. I did some of the practice tests.
Yeah.
Like three. And I downloaded the booklet.
It's a lot more difficult than you would think for the driving
test. Well, it's 143 goddamn pages. So I read 43 of those pages.
Wait, how many questions was the test?
23, and I got 15 right.
Oh, that's not awful.
It's not awful, but you're supposed to get 80% or more to pass. So therefore, that I can't go back for another week. But the irony was that, you know, I drove home after failing my driving test. So if you see a black beetle on the roads, I wouldn't drive too close, guys.
Get too close. Wait, do you know some of the questions you missed?
Well, it doesn't tell you what you got right and you didn't get right.
Oh.
But I assume it was probably anything to do with numbers, like X amount of stopping distance.
Oh, because you're usually used to like kilometers versus feet.
Yeah, that and to be fair, a lot of the stuff that I had learned wasn't there.
Yeah. Well, because they're like, how many feet before a stop sign should you stop? How many feet before a stop sign should you turn on your blinker? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I just turn it on as soon as I get close.
Yeah. But there was loads that I knew, like, you know, it's 15 to 50 feet to stop if there's like a train. And, you know, I didn't go in completely ignorant. But I failed still, nonetheless. So
I feel really bad saying, I told you so.
Yeah, there's that. Good news is, though, I found a new place to live.
Oh, where?
So I am moving to the West Side.
Oh, West Nashville. Mm-hmm. It's really cute over there. They have a bunch of stuff.
Well, I've been told it's like...
And it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I've been told it's like the next German town or whatever. It's kind
it's
of the...
It's poppin'.
It's, yeah, upbeat. And it's a really nice new complex. And the price that I'm paying to live there for loads of space for like... I have a dog park and a pet sauna on site.
You need to get a dog.
I know, that'll probably be the next thing, won't it?
I will say, though, since you got a car, it's okay that you moved out there so you don't have to Uber or like spend that much money every single day. So you're, yeah, like, now it's fine wherever you live.
Yeah, it's only like an extra 10 minutes to get to the studio, whatever. So that's not too bad. But yeah, but it was amazing, like, because I've looked at so many places now, and literally my ideal places to live was like Germantown or like Berry Hill, 12th South.
Yeah.
But you are paying for a zip code.
Location, location, location.
Yeah. So for what I'm paying to have this brand new, like nobody's lived in the apartment before me, like, or every, you know, the gorgeous pool, gym, all of that stuff. Like the price I'm paying for that is the same price as something I saw in Berry Hill that was like really run down, had no facilities, shared communal washer, you know, washing, drying thing. It was the same price. You were literally just paying to say you lived in Berry Hill. Anyway, coming up on our final show of the series, we've got a rapper.
This is our first time. Usually they're like country or like country pop artists, and we have a full-on fucking rapper.
Yeah, well, we've had I feel like this is bringing it full circle, because when we started the podcast, like our mission statement was to highlight how diverse this place is. And, you know, it's not just country music, and we've obviously explored a lot of country artists, but then we've had like pop artists, we've had rock artists.
Yeah.
So now we can say we've had a...
We've had reality TV show people. Yeah. So yeah, it'll be
and
lit.
Now bringing it full circle, except for opera. We haven't had an opera artist.
What? Yeah, me.
There you go. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we've got Two Live Bree, who I just cannot wait for you to meet him and hear his music because it's so good.
Is he going to play for us?
No, we're going to play a little clip of one of his singles.
Cool.
I mean, he might give us a little bit of a rap.
A freestyle. Okay, Gabby, I feel like we need to go into That's My Jam because you have been DJing.
That's My Jam.
Ew. A lot lately, like HQ Beercade, all these different places. So clearly you have to have some new favorite songs.
Actually, Zach, I do, and you're going to be proud of me for this one.
Oh my God, is it a Slit Your Wrist emotional song?
No.
Oh.
It's not, but you know that, I guess an undercurrent of this series is that you've kind of been guiding me a little bit through country music.
Yeah.
Because you love country music and I'm still learning. So I arrived at Beercage during CMA Fest to DJ and I knew I'd have to throw in some country songs. I mean, Old Time Road, I played that like once an hour. And, you know, a few other things. Yeah, I had like Kane Brown and whatnot lined up. But when I got there, the venue were like, okay, don't hate us. And I was like, why? And they said, we want you to play all country. So I had to do a four and a half hour DJ set mixing country records. And bear in mind, guys, a lot of country music is slow.
It's really slow,
But it was my job to have people dancing the whole time.
So did you like add beats to it?
I did pull it out of the bag, I have to say, and I got the whole... It went from being empty to being rammed.
Yes, girl!
Yes. So I pulled it out of the bag, which basically it meant that I had to very quickly source some country music from, like, iTunes.
Yeah.
And I have to say, my jam this week...
I'm so excited.
...is Carrie Underwood's Last Name.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
In England.
That is not even a new song. I'm so proud of you,
though.
I know,
but it's new to me.
I love her so much. Gabby, I'm so proud of you. I feel like you're growing.
I had no clue what I was getting into, so I blame it on the Cuervo. Oh, where did my minutes go? And I don't even know his last name. Oh, my.
So there we go. Carrie Underwood.
She's so damn good. She lives here in Nashville. I feel like her and her husband, Mike Fisher, are like the royal couple of Nashville. He used to be the captain of the Nashville Predators, and she's this country artist. So they're literally the royal couple of Nashville. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. My goal for the fall is to have her personal trainer, her and Maren Morris.
I know her personal trainer.
Of course you do.
Erin Opria, you want her on the podcast?
No, I wanted to make me look like Carrie Underwood.
Her, Maren Morris, Carly Pierce, Jana Kramer, they all use Erin. She's amazing.
Yeah. For the fall, then, let's get her on and get some tips.
Done.
Okay, what about you? What's your jam for this week?
Gabby, I also feel like you're going to be really proud of me. This is not a slit your wrist, want to cry, die song.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus released a new album called She Is Coming, and Catitude is my fucking jam, honey. I'ma keep working from dawn to dusk so I can keep buying cars off Elon Musk. The matte black spinners, now that's a must. I want the whole pie, so leave the crust. I'm the moon, I'm the stars, I'm a Maserati. I love you, Nicki, better listen to Cardi. I got a new song on the radio, and it goes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh. Miley Cyrus and RuPaul.
That is a combo.
It's a little bit aggressive and raunchy, but you know what? So are we.
That's right. Shall we get our hip-hop artist on?
Oh my God, yes, let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Livebree, coming up next. To Livebree, welcome to Straight Out of Nashville.
Man, this is so dope, man. I'm straight out of Nashville with y'all, and y'all not even from Nashville.
I was about to say, do you know why the podcast is named
that? I know everything about y'all.
It's named that because I'm not straight and she's not from Nashville.
Oh, that's so dope, though. Hold up, I didn't know that
it's
part.
It's a play on words. Yeah. Okay, we're going to start with a shot of vodka.
Welcome. Cheers. And you've brought the party with you.
Yes,
cheers,
definitely,
guys.
Definitely, man. Two Live bring the party everywhere.
He
so.
Got the entourage.
On the count of three, we're going to take this shot.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Ooh. Wait a minute. I just drowned it.
You good?
Okay.
Is vodka your shot of choice?
Yes, that was nice.
Yeah, I literally poured it from a bottle to a styrofoam cup, so welcome.
I know. I loved it. I can see this all the time at TSU, so y'all made me feel like home, man, because I'm a college kid. So,
you go to TSU?
Yeah, Tennessee State, the biggest HBCU, you know, so we have fun all the time. You invited to my next party.
Don't play with me because
we'll be there.
You too? Yes, I want to see y'all both.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Sorry, did I just invite myself?
No.
You've been invited.
We come as a package deal.
I was about to say, there's like two different levels of party here. Like Zach Woodward likes to dance and get a little bit wild. Gabby Sanderson is out of fucking control when she
Gabby,
gets drunk.
I gotta ask you a question.
What in the hell?
What Gabby. Type of dance? Can I ask you? Do you twerk? Do you not? No.
She does not twerk.
How do you know
if I twerk or
Gabby? Do you remember in Key West? No, you don't because you were blackout.
Oh, my gosh.
Mom, girl. Listen, you're not painting a very nice image of me to bring well, here,
she's
okay?
She's a beautiful phenom, so I like it. I like it.
You can do whatever you want.
Thanks, Brie.
Yes.
You can stay.
I'm going to have your back. I'm going to have your back, too.
Do you have a pool?
Oh, man, we just threw a pool party like last week. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
It was me. And I didn't invite no dudes. It was just crazy. It was like 35, 45 girls.
You and 45
But next time, y'all are invited because y'all got great energy. I just wanted to make sure my energy was like awesome.
I was about to say, also, you have no competition if I'm there with the girls.
I know. I ain't going to lie. Yeah, that's true, too.
That's true, too.
I'm like, you can take them all home.
But we could turn up together, you know? Okay.
Okay, let's back up. You've been making music since you were 13. Is that right?
Yes, man. Music was my best friend.
Wait, how old are you now?
I'm 22.
Oh my God, you're such a grandpa. No, I'm kidding.
I thought you were going to call me a baby. You're the first person that said I'm a grandpa. I was happy.
So it's like, it's been like 9 years. So when you first started, what was like, how have you seen like the progression of your writing, your rapping, your style change over the 9 years?
I think it's just, that's why I always show love to like younger artists. Because like when you first start, you're not necessarily going to be the best you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, at first, I was probably rapping some sorry stuff, just rapping just stuff that was rhyming, but it was my escape. When I started rapping, it was not to be cool. It was just my best friend.
Yeah.
So now my best friend is like my brother. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel, aww, like, with the music. You know what I'm saying? Because now it's just me, 100%. Yeah.
And in terms of, like, the rap scene and the hip-hop scene in Nashville, is there much of a scene?
Say it again. I didn't want to do that to her.
It's okay.
It's not the first time.
Yeah.
In terms of like the hip hop scene, the rap scene. Is there a scene in Nashville for that?
Oh man, it's a big scene for it, man. A lucky thing that I had, I got a chance to actually get mentored by a lot of people, like Petty Kane and Starlito and Jelly Roll.
I was
and
about
Struggle.
To say name drop. Come on.
Yeah, I got to name drop them because they deserve their credit. But these are older people, but they didn't. They'll tell you they had bigger hopes, and the scene was so it didn't get the attention that it needed. And I feel like I'm the guy that can be the hero for that one day.
I love that. Well, tell Zach who you've opened up for.
Say that again. Open up for. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, do I need a translator?
Y'all shouldn't gave me this shot. But I love y'all. So who I opened up for, definitely Young Thug, Migos, Yo Gotti, Key Glock.
What the
names
fuck?
Go crazy. I know. They so cool, man.
I'm
they
like,
so
how
cool.
Wait, I need to know like the process because there's a lot of people in Nashville and outside of Nashville that are aspiring like artists. So like, what is the process of being like opening up for them? Do you get a call on your cell phone? Do you have an agent? Like literally, how does that happen?
It's different ways, man. Artists are different these days. So it could be their manager. It could be my school reaching out to somebody. It's just crazy.
Did you say your school?
My school is like my manager sometimes too. Like it's crazy.
Really?
Yes, man. Like I tell people all the time, go to school. Because if you are talented and dope, your school is going to get behind you.
Yeah.
So a lot of my connections, my school actually helped me out. Like my publicist right now was connected through my school. It's crazy. I know people don't believe it.
That's
but like
so cool.
It's like it's wild, man. It's wild. Yes.
So wait, I have a really random question because you're basically Insta famous because I stalked you. Who is the like most famous person that's ever slid in your DMs?
Migos, man. Shout out to Quavo.
Oh
man,
my God, no
Quavo
big deal.
Don't even remember this. I actually seen him last fall. And
do you have his cell phone number?
Don't have his cell phone number. I want his cell phone number because he's actually cool in
we'll
real
work
life.
On it.
So we're gonna work on it. Shout out to Quavo. But Quavo, before they was like super popping, they commented under my post and they was just like, man, this Nashville youngin' gonna blow up. And then I seen him last fall. Of course, he didn't remember me because I'm a Nashville young underdog coming up on the rise.
Yeah.
And but he man, he heard the music again. He was like, man, this is dope. This dude got next. But shout out to Quavo, man. So I think that's one of my favorite
that's so cool.
favorite people right now because Migos, they're running hip hop. But also, like they're genuine if you really meet them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
well,
sick.
Your publicist introduced me to your music. And
yeah,
I was
shout out
to
her.
Yes. I was saying to Zach earlier, it is sick, wasn't I? I was like,
she literally was like, I'm not usually a rap fan, but shit, this shit is bomb.
Yes. Well, give me a high five right on air. Boom.
It's like you've got the you bring the party vibes. I love, and we're going to play a clip of it, Catch the Vibe.
Catch the Vibe. Yes, man.
That
I want people
cool.
to catch it.
Let's catch the vibe, sis.
I'm just trying to catch a vibe.
Trying to catch the vibe. Catch the vibe. All we trying to do is catch the vibe. Drink loose tonight. Get loose tonight. You can't get down when you're way up high. Oh, nah, nah, nah. Sipping on my time. Smoking on key lime. Catch the vibe. All we trying to do is catch the vibe.
This is the clean version right here.
How about that?
Music. I'm trying to bring that new way to Nashville. Like I'm sick of hearing people do all this gangster stuff, bro. Just be cool. Let's bring a party to Nashville.
You sound like a fun Jamaican.
Oh, yeah.
Like a fun Jamaican Bryce Vine to me.
That's what, no, like, I want to be, I look up to Will Smith and Pharrell. You know
what
I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
So it's I want to bring that closer to Nashville. Because if you really are from Nashville, if you're not from Nashville, the first thing that you hear is downtown Nashville. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you go down there, what do you see? Party.
Boo, scoot, and boogie.
Yes, man. But at the same time, people turn up. Like, people be turned up in the street. They be turned up everywhere. So I was like, man, let me show what hip-hop Nashville is. And it's a party.
So wait, you
I
keep saying
that.
Nashville. Are you born and raised here?
I'm born and raised.
What part of town?
Oh my gosh, don't ask me that. I'm from Antioch, but also I rep East Nashville and North Nashville. I got a chance to actually experiment with every side of Nashville because my mom was a single parent, but I got to see my dad on the weekend, so I got to travel the whole Nashville. So I know every piece
of
Nashville.
I'm born and raised here too, boo. We're both unicorns.
Oh, man, we unicorns.
Yeah, we killing it.
Unicorn gang.
I grew up in the hood off Trinity Lane in East Nashville. Don't fuck
with
me, child.
Oh, swear.
I'm literally don't fuck
with
me.
East side. The thing is, he's so factual right
I'm
now.
I'm not playing.
East Nashville is very hard.
I'm
so,
like, I can wear makeup and contour better than any beauty pageant, but I will kill somebody.
No, he's factual. I believe him. That's all you got to say. Trinity Lane,
too.
If you say Trinity Lane, he's factual.
Like a play.
Yes.
So I'm told that you do give a lot back to the neighborhood.
Oh, yes.
And inner city children. So what's this about? You're planning a benefit in late July?
Man, yes, man. We're still planning it, man, but it's going to happen. We're just trying to give back, man, because I know a lot of kids, they're lost right now, you know what I'm saying? And they need that one person just to tell them, hey, man, you can do this.
I just got goosebumps.
Yeah.
On my whole body.
I'm that person for my community to let them know, hey, you can do anything if you put your mind to it. Because I know I had a lot of cousins that grew up in, like, places where it was down and dark. And by me stepping into that lifestyle and letting them know it's something bigger and telling them that, they got to do big things. So I want to do that for the community. Yeah.
I literally am obsessed with you. What the
man,
fuck?
Man, you my dog. You already know. You don't even know. I already see the future. You know, this is just the beginning.
This is a weird obsession that I'm having right now.
Y'all don't know, man. We're finna paint this hip hop thing
into
a bigger thing.
I'm getting lost in his eyes right now. I'm like,
yes,
wait, I have a confession.
Confess.
The entire time I've been thinking, like, are you wearing concealer?
I don't know. What is concealer? No. I don't even know what that word is right now.
What makes you think that?
Like, he has perfect light under eyes and, like, darker contour.
You want to know what it is?
What?
My management, man. Shout out to my management. They got me on this workout thing. They got me on this putting lotion on myself. It's just crazy. I don't know what they got going on.
Oh,
they're trying
to
make me look like LL Cool J out here or something.
I'm, like, literally fucking melting
like,
butter.
That's what it really is, because they've
been
having me go
for
crazy.
You.
Oh, my gosh.
I swear to God, Paula Deen would be so proud, because, bitch, you look like melting butter all over your skin. I'm like, shit.
Bro, I really, hey, dude, we got to do more linking up. He's allowed to the two live parties.
It's a lot.
Yes.
Okay, let's
turn.
Let's bring it back to the music quickly.
Okay.
Your intention is to release a new single every 2 weeks.
Yeah, because we're two live. Yeah.
Because I'm doing, like, between now and the end of the year.
Yeah.
I'm really, like,
every
halfway through
weeks.
The year.
And I'm not playing either. And it's going to be real quality.
He's like,
Where are you live? What is that?
Shout out to Brass Fingers, shout out to Leland, shout out to Jeff the Hitmaker. We record a lot of places. I'm weird. Like, I would record a song right here, right now. Like, it's just about a vibe.
Wait,
thing.
I have a question though. So whenever you're recording, how do you do that around school?
School is me. I mean, I think I'm making, like, it's crazy. Like, I don't think school is a thing that makes me sidetrack, because it's me. Like, so if I'm going to school and I'm talking to these people, like, most of my songs are about other people. Like, I have times when if somebody's going through something, I talk to them. I'm like, man, you know what? I'm going to make a song about that. So, like, I don't necessarily think school is a distraction. It's just my life. That's
what
why.
What are you going to school for?
Mass communications. Yeah,
that's
so marketing. I already felt it.
Oh, my God.
I hope you're way
should
more
I just
successful
leave?
Than I am.
Man, hold on, man. We gonna be successful all together, you know what I'm saying? We doing this all together.
Oh, cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're going on the road with Two Live Bree, guys.
Oh, for sure. We're gonna be
the opening act.
Hey, I would do that. Don't challenge me, dude.
We'll make you look really, really good.
I believe it. They were like, man, what did she say? I'm like, man, she said a lot of dope stuff. That's what she said, yes.
You've won an award for Best Hip Hop Rap Solo Artist Male. What are you laughing at?
I love her.
I'm trying to pick you up.
I love you, dude.
Gabby. I love you too.
I love you, dog.
Should we get a room now?
Yes. This is.
I've been
this
trying
is a thing.
To sweep the cobwebs from underneath.
Oh,
for
real?
Today may be the day.
Oh, my gosh. Gabby, that mean I got to take you on a date now, man. He just hooked it up, man.
A date?
Sweet.
He's a gentleman. At least he said a date first.
Two Live is a gentleman. He's not a player, man. That's one thing for certain.
That's right.
Yes.
So wait, I'm hearing Al Green in my head right now.
What award did he win, Gabby?
Okay, my fault. Let's go back.
Backpedal again. The Nashville Industry Music Award for Best Hip Hop Rap Solo Artist. Male.
Yes, yes.
Last year.
That was a dope thing. I didn't think I was going to win that thing, but I won it. And because I don't really necessarily make music for the awards. I just love making music. I want people to listen to me and be like, man, this is an escape. It's a thing to make people be like, man, it's a party. I want the people to be like, man, I put them headphones on. Even if I'm in the hood, I want them to be like, man, I'm on the beach when I'm listening to Bree. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want people to feel like that. Yeah.
I'm going to be at the gym listening to you on the treadmill.
You're going to be swole after you listen to me then.
No, I hope to be skinny because, honey, right now your boy is thick with three C's.
Oh my God.
Like, Oh,
I don't
man.
Even know what you just said.
Hey, dude.
Okay.
Love it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like, you. Hey,
I need a translator.
You got it, though.
Working on it.
Wait, so I know you release something every 2 weeks, but currently the latest single is Goofy?
Goofy? Oh, Goofy. Yes. Goofy, man.
Can't even read my own writing.
Goofy.
Goofy. That one shot of vodka got Gabby turned.
I know.
She's too live, too. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Goofy is a great song. Goofy is about the stereotypes about the world. You know, like, a lot of people think just because they wearing name brand things, they the coolest thing out. Had to let them know you're goofy if you think that.
That's right.
If you feel like a brand makes you... Dog, your mind is in the wrong place. You got to know who you are as a person. And I want to encourage people to just be theyself. That's why I'm Too Live Re. I'm not afraid to live. I want to encourage the world to just be theyself. You don't have to have polo on to be cool around me. You ain't got to have a big gun to make you seem hard around me. You just got to be yourself and we can have a party. The world need to have a party, you know?
Yeah. I am literally
and
obsessed with you.
That's how it's done.
That's how it's done, man. That's how it's done.
I think Gabby is starting to be in love, too.
Gabby, man.
This date is happening.
I'm telling you, man, you're going to love this ride. You just got to stay on it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you it now. I'm telling you now,
I
man.
Mean, let's go.
Buckle up, sis. Put on your seatbelt.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so you I don't know how to transition into this. However, it's in my notes. Tragedy struck in 2017.
Yes, that's a big thing. And I'm aware y'all of it too, because a lot of people don't know the hip hop scene and culture of Nashville. So my best friend, which I brought under my wing, his name was DJ Malik. That was my best friend. Mm-hmm. He died from gun violence, you know, and that was a year ago.
I'm really sorry, by the way.
Man,
that's
I appreciate
horrific.
That, man. We're bringing him to life right now, so don't be sorry, man. His name is still ringing. So, like, when he passed away, it taught me my purpose, too, as well, because when he died, we had, like, 1,500 people come out, and it's for candlelight, and they're looking up to me to say something. And I think God was showing me, like, man, this is your purpose. These young people are looking up to you. The hip-hop scene is looking up to you. You know, they need you to guide them. The community needs you. And, you know, my brother, you know, he was on earth to be my angel. So it's not a bad thing for me. Now, I understand his purpose in life, and it was to make me be a stronger person. So, yeah. DJ
I'm really
Malik.
Mad at you right now.
Why?
Because I just shaved my arms, and I've gotten goosebumps, like, three times from everything that you said. I'm literally, like...
Man, yeah. I'm just
How
telling you.
How are you human?
I'm not human. I tell people that all the time, man.
You're like a sane Kanye West.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Like a sane one.
Don't say that, man. Shout out to Al Branch. Al Branch, that's Kanye West's old manager. That's one thing he told me when we first met. He was like, man, you remind me of Kanye. And I stuck with it because I love Kanye. I look up to his sounds. Let me say his sounds for somebody write it up and be like, man, he think he's crazy. No, I'm not crazy.
I mean, I look up to Kanye everything except for his Twitter.
Man, yeah he goes crazy on Twitter. I love Kanye.
If somebody could
cut
off Twitter, he would be great.
Yeah, he comes out with some random stuff. But then, you know, from what I've seen on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, he seems like a nice, sweet guy.
He is, man. Give him a second chance. That's what I'm going to tell everybody.
I'm
give
like,
him a second
I hold
chance.
Nothing against him.
Yeah, I love Kanye.
I'm obsessed with him, and he's good for Kim. You know, I love me some Kim, so.
Mm-hmm.
I love people, though, so don't ask me about people. I'm going to just tell you great things about them.
Okay, so what are you excited about this year? What's coming up? How can people see you?
Man, I'm excited about everything. Every
day
that we wake up.
We're going to be on the road opening a show.
Yeah, we're going to be on a tour soon. You'll be looking for it. But, I'm just thankful, man. Every day is a blessing. So be looking forward to tomorrow for me because it's something always going to be happening with Too Live Bre. You can always check me out at TooLiveBre.com. And we're just going to have great things happening. Everything is a blessing. Yeah. Question for you then.
Yes.
Okay, so check this. I got a TV show that I'm actually finna be a part of. It's called Shine with American Idol's Brandon Stewart. Uh-huh. And I'm a judge on there. And I'm supposed to be a rap artist. How do I tell these artists that their stuff is not good? I need the answer because I can't tell people yes or no. I'm just a yes man. I'm not going to lie. I'm the professional yes man.
So I think that you don't say yes or no. I think you give constructive criticism. And be like, I really liked the way that you dressed.
But.
And I liked the concept behind the song, but I don't think the execution was there. Because I feel like whenever you give advice, there has to be like a solution to the problem.
Yeah, because I can't be that guy that's just mean. Like, it's just
you
me.
You could be like
I want people to
Simon
always know.
Cowell.
I see that your future is... Good.
Yeah, I don't want you to be mean. I want you to be like, I liked the concept of the song, but I feel like to do better, you could do blah, blah, blah.
See,
blah, blah.
I think you should be deadpan and go,
oh my gosh.
I didn't
Gabby's
like it. I thought it was shit.
Say less, Gabby. So I'm going to FaceTime y'all when I'm on the TV show because it's going to be hard for me. I'm I'm going to just let them say what the cause is. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I feel like we found our third co-host, Zach, here.
I know. You want to come every day?
Man, I'll come every night, man. Every day, every morning. It don't matter, man. Are you?
Killing the game.
Killing the
game. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Man, thank you guys.
Honestly, I feel like so alive and inspired now.
Man, if you don't feel like you're not afraid to live when you meet me, man, I didn't do my justice. So
I need you on speed dial.
Yeah, man, call me.
I feel like you should be my therapist.
I will be a therapist. I will be anything, man. I'm like the genie from Will Smith. I'm the Will Smith genie, though. Yeah.
Wait, why are you not married yet?
Man, I can't get married right now. My management ain't letting me get married right now.
My management
got to sign a contract for me to get married. That's like, we already agreed on that.
Are you dating?
Man, I'm dating. Yeah, I'm dating. I'm dating my teacher so I can get A pluses too.
I'm still recording it.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I can do this all day. It's truth.
You're amazing. Oh,
yeah, there we go. Can I just say
what?
Two Live Brie is amazing.
I literally feel so inspired and like a different person after having him on the show.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working so hard because there's been so much going on, and we've both been a bit lethargic, haven't we? Just because everything's catching up on us.
I feel like a slug.
Yeah, me too. And then he just came in and he like turned that frown upside down.
That's right.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, here's the party. This is a way to close the show.
I love me a good party. You know that.
Oh, I do know that. Well, we cannot wrap up the show without doing Gift of the Gab.
I have the perfect Gift of the Gab for you.
Oh, do you now? Quick recap. Gift of the Gab is where Zach puts me to the challenge. People in the South.
The South.
People in the South tend to adore the British accent.
I think every single straight man that I have met has been like, Gabby, your accent is so fucking sexy.
I know. Not just the guys. What about like Ray Lynn came in and was like, I just want you to talk.
Oh, honestly, I want you to read the back of the shampoo bottle. Yeah. Like everything. Wash, rinse, repeat. Say it.
Wash, rinse, repeat.
Oh, God. So I have the perfect Gift of the Gab for you because... Mm-hmm. Do you remember being the mature granny
How
from
could
Craigslist?
I forget? That was a standout Gift of the Gab.
Yeah, so we called Jonathan Kane, and I feel like you
celebrity
should...
Celebrity stylist.
Yeah, he's fucking amazing, and I feel like you should reprise...
Mature Granny?
Mature Granny.
Okay, so that was lowering the... Now, this is going to... I'm going to... This was the hardest one, apart from being Adele.
Yeah.
And actually a member of the royal family... to not laugh, and you make it really hard.
I'm gonna hide underneath the desk.
Okay, so I'm reprising Mature Granny.
So, you know, we have had Kristen Bruss on the show before, who is the wife of Preston from Low Cash.
Absolutely,
Preston
love her.
Is on the show, I mean, like on the road a lot. And I think you should call Preston and be like, yo, Kristen hired me to be the mature granny and wants to spice things up in the bedroom. And do you like feathers and really sexy things?
So this is probably the most famous person that I'm about to phone.
Yep.
Posing as a mature granny.
He's on the road. I have no idea where he's at, so let's go, boo.
Okay, dial that number.
Hello?
Hello, is that Preston?
This is.
Hi, Preston. My name's Mature Granny. Kristen contacted me because she told me that you're away a lot. You're on the road and she wanted to spice things up in the bedroom.
What?
Would you be up for a Mature Granny to come pay you both a little visit?
Let's go.
I know you've got little kiddos, so maybe you need to arrange a sitter for, I'm thinking like a weekend. Do you like feathers?
Do I like what?
Feathers, you know, to be tickled with. Feathers. Okay, how about chocolate sauce?
So,
Preston.
Where are you right now?
I am in Nashville, and I work for a company called Hot Grannies Are Us, and I'm Mature Granny. I'm leader of the pack.
This is hilarious.
Do you like to be called Daddy? I'm sorry, I can't hold it together any longer.
No,
my name's Gabby. I do a podcast called Straight Out of Nashville with Zach Woodward.
Hi, Preston. How are you, my love?
I was waiting. I was backing up over here.
Wait, how did you know?
How did I know what?
That it was a joke.
You don't think Kristen would employ a mature granny?
P, I thought we were in love and we were going to be into this mature granny together.
Dude, this was hilarious. I was like, when I heard mature grannies, I was like, oh, I ain't hanging up on this.
Wait, where are you, babe?
I'm in, where the hell am I at? Idaho.
Oh,
sounds really boring.
No, Utah.
Utah, bitch.
No, Utah. You know what I thought she said at the beginning? I thought she said mature nannies. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, this is good. We're about to have a babysitter. And then when I heard mature grannies, I was like, oh, this is awesome.
You just couldn't understand me saying the word feathers either. I was like, feathers.
I couldn't understand feathers. I did not know what that word was for a long
time. I thought I was going to have to spell it for you.
And then when you said feathers, I was like, okay, this girl's about to break any second.
Gabby, you did not do a very good job this time.
Well, you were shaking.
I was down underneath the table. She couldn't even see what I was looking like. I was hiding because I knew how you would react, Preston. I was like, if we call him, he's going to be all in, bitch. I hope you're ready.
I could feel him under the table, though.
I should have said even more.
Kept it PG. Yeah. You're a father. I respect that.
That was awesome.
Well, thanks for being a good sport.
Yeah, Preston, we love you. I can't wait to see you when you get home.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Bye, doll.
All right. Bye.
All right, yeah, bye.
Bye. Okay, so we're phoning the wife, Kristen. So I'm being mature granny again?
Yep.
Okay.
Preston hired you.
Best laid plans. She ain't going to answer.
Hi, this is Kristen.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much, and have the best day ever.
And have the tone. And have the best day ever.
Message.
She's positive.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Kristen. This is Mature Granny. Your husband, Preston, contacted me because you've been having a bit of a full-on time at the moment. You've got a couple of little kiddies. So he has asked me if I would be up for spicing it up in the bedroom with you both. I was just phoning to clarify a few things. Do you like feathers? Hot sauce? A finger up the bum? And do you like to be tickled until you wee? If you could call back Zach Woodward with this information. It's Gabby. Hello.
I hate you.
Oh, we love you. Hopefully see you soon.
Bye, babe.
So that was the final gift of the gab for this series.
Gabby, I'm really unimpressed with you.
Oh, listen, sorry I let you down.
You literally busted so hard in the middle of it. I feel like you had him on a string.
Oh, he was loving it, but I'd run out of, like, I was like, well, what else do I have to say?
You could have taken it way more dirty.
Yeah, well.
You need to work on this. Season two. You need to practice.
Okay.
I'll
do what? Randomly calling people.
Yeah, randomly calling people and just, like, getting your laughter out and holding it together and working on the stage presence of it.
Okay, Mr. Acting Coach.
And...
yeah.
Getting really raunchy.
Okay.
Like, I know I'm done.
No. Okay.
We've gotten so many comments of like, you guys are really raunchy. So I decided to like reel myself back.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, that was a first.
I know. First time for everything.
let's take this opportunity to say thank you so much for all the support we've had for nearly 6 months.
Honestly, I want to cry. Wait, what is this? Episode 23?
23, yeah.
23 episodes straight of Straight Out of Nashville, and we've had so many reviews and comments and tweets and Instagrams. And
yeah.
It's been crazy. So thank you for being part of the ride and being part of the family. We're going to take a break for a little bit because we've had so much shit going on that, but we will be back for season two.
We'll be back bigger, better, and raunchier than ever for season two.
Raunchier! Don't tip me with a good time, honey.
What's been your highlight there now? I know it's hard to pick when you've had so many amazing guests. For me, this has been like the dream show.
Yeah.
Because everybody that we've had on has been such an amazing guest because they've all got very different stories, very different like perspectives on life, very different like music taste.
I think my highlight from the show has not been a specific person, but a message from the show from everybody that has come on of being like they've all had these really awful backgrounds and like every single one of them honestly in my mind have the same motto of being like,
yeah,
get over the background and you can be whoever you want to be and like work hard and like working hard and determination will make you who you want to be no matter whoever you want to be. If you want to be a scientist or fucking somebody going to the moon or an artist in country music that's black or a gay country artist or a pop artist. So like that to me was the biggest takeaway of being like, you know what? I grew up with shit and I made shit out of it. Watch.
Turned lemons into lemonade.
Yeah, I think it honestly changed my mindset for the rest of my life.
Oh,
I'm not. I'm being so real.
It's really what's gratifying to hear, and also just to know that because we're still on our own journeys, and it's like these people have done it. You know, listening to people like Kane Brown, Matty Linbrough, Ray Lynn, Haley Arantia. There's been so many.
Nikki Guyton, Neve, Danny from New Kids on the Block, Charlie Puth, Bastille, like all of these people.
Yeah, Brittany Taylor, Willie Shaw, Paramore, Zach Farrow, Luke Dick, like Paul Childe. There's been just so many. So if you haven't listened to all the episodes of the show, then not just for the sake of tuning into the entertainment value of Gabby and Zach, listen to these people's stories.
It's honestly amazing. So while we're on vacation and taking a quick mental break, feel free to like binge listen through the entire season because I feel like I hope you're like me and you come out a different person at the end.
Yeah, and find and follow us on social media if you don't already do so. It's at Zach Woodward and at Radio Gabby.
Yeah, and leave us a review on iTunes or subscribe or whatever to make sure that you're ready for season two. Because when we come out with season two, honey, we're going to be ready to launch. So
that's right.
Subscribe. That way you get notifications as soon as we come out with the next episode.
Yeah, and anybody that takes the time to write to us, we always respond. Like, 100%. Because we appreciate every single one of you. And on that trail, Zachary,
what?
Speaking of appreciation, it's your birthday in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And we know that we're celebrating that early.
Yeah.
So I've been racking my brains for an appropriate present to show how much I love you, how much you have been the highlight of 2019 for me.
Shut up.
Yeah. So I have something for you.
Shut up. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So it's in this little baggie here.
I'm scared.
Over to them.
I'm literally gonna cry. I'm already on the brink of tears.
I'm passing Zach a little pink bag.
It's a little, oh my god, it's like Nick Jonas's pink suit on Jimmy Fallon.
I did not see that, but sure.
Oh wait, I'm opening it. I'm scared. I'm literally gonna cry. I hope you're ready.
Okay.
Oh my god, shut up. It's the cutest little necklace.
It's a necklace with your chakra for balancing. So of course it's come from our good friend Jennifer Green, Nashville psychic. But read the note.
Okay.
Because it's not a note, actually.
Happy birthday. May all your wishes come true. Best ever. A reading awaits you, Jennifer Green.
So I've paid for you to have a full
sit-down
afternoon with Jennifer Green. Guys, if you want to do that, she charges $125 for a full reading.
I'm putting on my necklace right now because my chakras have to be aligned.
Yeah, but it's totally worth it because, and a shout-out to Jennifer, like, going to see somebody that's a psychic or a mystic or, you know, anybody that's spiritual, some people are pro, some people say it's nonsense, but whatever you believe, she really helped me. So
yeah,
I want to give some of that good vibes to you, boo.
Thank you, Gabs. I'm so excited. I feel like there's so much in my past and like in my future that there's to discover.
Yeah,
that she could possibly be part of it, that I'm excited to explore what she can find.
She never tells you what to do or anything. She just kind of sees what's coming up and she can kind of give you pointers to keep you on track.
Keep me prepared.
That's right.
I'm obsessed with you. Well, there's the end of season one of Straight Outta Nashville.
It's kind of sad now. What are we going to do with ourselves?
I don't know, but I do know that on the brink of season two, we have a lot of really, really, really exciting things coming.
We do.
That we can't talk about yet.
No.
But we're on the brink of something, everything really exciting, honestly, in both of our lives and our lives together. So thank you for being part of my life and like helping me grow as a human and as like as a presenter and my career and everything. Gabby, I love you.
Oh, you're talking to me. I was like, me or the audience?
You.
Oh, 100% right back at you. The show wouldn't be the show without us.
Gabby and Zach, Straight Outta Nashville. Ow, because I'm not straight.
And I'm not from Nashville.
And she's shaking her boobs.
God didn't give you maracas if he didn't want you to shake her.
Oh, my God.
We'll be back to spill the tea on Music City in the fall. Thank you, guys.
For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not. Yes, it was my way.
That's all, folks.